The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance. Previously in the Dire Multiverse, Omega and her friends made the bold decision to break into Dire Mansion to have a look around. What they found was unorthodox at best, and downright dangerous at worst. The statue of the Pacific Northwest Armadillo was there, though they never found it. What they did find was trouble, and a gun-wielding Dana Lessington. Suspend your disbelief.
Look, lady, I don't know who you are, but...
She's Dana Lessington. The one with the statue.
The one from the art gallery?
Uh-huh.
So, why is she pointing a gun at us?
If you'll just shut up for 2 seconds, I'll tell you.
What do you want from us?
You're my diversion. You're going to draw Grady Dyer and that IBI agent away, so I can take back my property.
No problem. Let us go, and we'll make noise. That'll get his attention.
You're coming with me.
Me and Lime?
Why us?
Never split up the party.
You, skinny kid.
This is all lean muscle. Thank you very much.
And you, grown-up nerd, get Grady out of the mansion.
So you want me and Wick to go out and create a diversion for you?
Are you people slow?
You don't have to take Kitty and Lime with you. We'll do it. They stay with us.
So you think I'm slow? Is that it? Just go do what you're told. Get Dyer and Payne outside. Now. We'll wait here.
Miss Lessington, it doesn't have to be like this. Please.
You think I won't shoot? You think I don't have it in me? Think again. Do as I say, or the little one dies.
Me?
Come on, Wick. Let's go.
You two, over here. No funny business.
Nothing funny about this.
What are we gonna do?
We're gonna do what she wants. Hey! Mr. Dyer! Grady Dyer! We need to talk to you.
Come out, wherever you are.
We're not going away, Mr. Dyer. We know you're in there.
Wow, I forgot how badass Grady Dyer is. And is that your Agent Payne?
Not mine, but yeah.
Get off my land!
Citizens, you're trespassing. I strongly suggest you leave.
We're not going anywhere. We deserve answers. What are those armadillos? We know they're not normal, and they're killing people.
I don't know who you think you are, but you're not welcome here. Go, before I call the police.
Not until you give us answers.
What are we gonna do, Lime?
We're gonna do what the lady with the gun tells us to do. Stay close to me.
Let's move, and don't try anything stupid.
No, ma'am. No stupid here.
Into the library. Through the door. Go.
Wow. Look at all the books. Wick wishes he was me right now.
Some of these books are really old.
Get over there and don't move.
The way she looks at that statue, you'd think she wanted to crawl into it.
The way she touches it, you'd think she wants it to crawl into her.
Gross.
I mean into her guts.
Still gross.
Look, you can see Omega and Wick through that window. Dyer and Agent Payne are out there, too. Wonder what they're saying.
Mr. Dyer looks pissed.
Fine. Have it your way, dumbasses. Payne, call the sheriff's office.
I don't have a phone. Use yours.
Damn it, Payne. Just get them out of here. That's your job.
Dyer? What's she doing? Look.
What are you doing, Omega?
Letting them know. Mr. Dyer, it was almost us who died. Who ended up lying dead in the dirt. Look. We don't want any trouble. We just want to know what's happening. Right now. Right now, Mr. Dyer.
Dana. Gun. Spelled out in the dirt. Oh my god, you're brilliant. Whoa, deja vu.
Is she?
Yeah, she is. Inside?
Yeah. We need to talk, Mr. Dyer, before more people end up dead. You have to help us. My friends almost died.
Dyer, hold on. Let's think about this. Oh, fudge on a stick. You two, stay here. We've got this.
We gonna do what he says?
You kidding? Our friends are in there. Come on.
They're on their way in. I'm gonna talk to her.
Lime, do not approach the dog park.
I just wanna ask her a question. Hey, lady, why is this statue so important to you anyway?
You wouldn't understand.
Try me.
I need it for my family, to bring them here. My son, my daughter, my partner, my mother. They can't stay where they are. They're being hunted.
What? Why are they being hunted?
Because I angered the wrong man, powerful man who will hurt me any way he can. I'd be dead now if I hadn't left.
So your family isn't in America?
No, not in America. They're somewhere they're not safe. I need to get them out.
Wow, okay.
We have to help her.
Are you out of your mind?
Please, Lime, we have to help her to get her family.
Jesus, I have another question. Did you bring those Pacific Northwest armadillos from wherever you're from? Do you have anything to do with those?
The what?
Armadillos, like the statue.
Oh, no, I didn't bring them. The man who's after me sent them. They're trying to find me.
They're killing people.
I know that. They killed my friend. Look, do you really want to help me and my family?
Maybe.
Yes, how can we help?
Omega, we should stay out here. You're whack if you think I'm going back in there.
Then you stay here. I want to find Kitty and Lime.
Ah, shit. Wait for me.
Dana of the Lessington Clan, I'm taking you into the custody by authority of the IBI. Put down the...
Shit!
Oh, crap!
All right, stop shooting. We'll stay out here. Talk to me. Why are you here?
I haven't broken any of your laws. Back off. Or I kill the squeaky earth bitch.
I'm not squeaky!
You don't want to do this.
Actually, yes, I do. And you're not going to stop me. I won't let you send me back. Not yet.
You're making a fatal mistake, Lessington. We're bound by oath to protect these innocents.
Let me go, and I won't hurt anyone.
I can't let you go.
Kitty! She shot Kitty! Help!
She's making a break for it. I'll get her. Grady, you call for help.
Kitty! Kitty!
Oh,
are you...
Ow! I might be dying!
Oh, no! Kitty, stay with us!
Okay, Drama Mama. You can stop with the craptacular death scene. They're gone.
Already? I was just getting into it.
You're not...
Not shot. No. Sorry.
You were faking it?
Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
Come on, let's get out of here before Dyer comes back.
I'll explain later.
Look, there's Lessington.
Where?
There, running across the lawn.
She's fast. Agent Payne's never gonna catch her. Good.
Good? Seriously, Kitty?
She's not the bad guy here, Wick.
Then who is?
A selfish, heartless, stingy, small-minded...
Uh-oh. Here comes Dyer. Quick, get in the car.
Hurry, oh, he's running.
Lock your doors.
Go, go, go!
What the heck happened back there, Kitty?
Things got complicated.
You can say that again.
Please, don't.
Tell them, Kitty.
Okay. Miss Lessington is an immigrant, and she has family still stuck in her home country. They're in danger. Some evil ex, maybe a monk guy or something, is trying to kill them. She's on the run.
She came here seeking sanctuary and just wants to bring her mom, her kids, and her partner here, too.
She's not a bad person. She's just scared and alone.
So you pretended to get shot to help her get away? That's pretty shitty, Kitty. I mean, for reals. You scared us.
I know. Sorry.
Why'd you do it?
So... You guys know I'm half Japanese, right?
Duh.
My dad's family is Japanese. He moved here with my grandma, met my mom, and kinda fell in love.
Kinda?
My mom never married him. I don't know why. She won't talk about it.
Marriage is overrated.
Yeah, well, my dad never got a green card, so he was kinda here illegally. He and my grandma lived with us.
So he couldn't work?
Not legally. But he did landscaping, and Grandma crafted. She sold a lot of her stuff.
What does this have to do with you getting shot?
When I was a freshman in high school, people picked on me pretty hard because I was small for my age.
Still are.
I only had one friend, Brenda. Everybody hassled her too. She had bad acne.
Is this going somewhere?
I told Brenda that my dad and grandma were illegal.
Uh-oh. I think I know where this is going.
She told her parents, who were stuck-up Christians, not the good kind of Christian, they were racist and anti-immigration.
The kind that believed their bounty wasn't meant to be shared with the less fortunate?
Exactly. They were selfish, heartless, stingy.
And let me guess, small-minded?
Uh-huh. Not very Christian at all, in fact. My dad was a good man, a productive member of society. Had been for years, and they turned him in.
Oh, damn, Kitty.
I'll never forget when they came to take him and my grandma away. It was like a scene from that movie, Brazil. You'd have thought my dad was an international terrorist or a cult leader with a bunker full of guns.
They took them away.
And I never saw them again.
It didn't even matter that he had a kid who was American?
Nope. Didn't matter at all.
Never? You never saw them again?
I got letters from my grandma for a while, but they stopped when I was 16. I think she died.
I'm sorry, Kitty. That's an awful thing to go through.
So you see why I had to help her? It was my fault my dad and grandma got deported.
You were just a kid. It wasn't your fault.
I should have kept my mouth shut.
Wow, that explains a lot.
Sorry, guys. Wick, can you see who it is for me?
It's the Sheriff's Department. Maggie Mori. She's the one from Metagalacticon, right?
Yeah. Put it on speaker, will ya?
Go for Omega.
Deputy Mori?
Yeah. Are you driving a car?
Yes, but I'm not holding the phone. Both hands on the wheel, both eyes on the road. What's up, Deputy?
I need you to gather up all your friends. Everyone who was on the road that night at Metagalacticon. We need to talk.
When?
Now, today, I'll text you the address.
Is that an order, Deputy Mori?
Is that Lime? Just get your asses here, okay? It's important.
Yes, ma'am.
Everyone's with us but Sam. We'll see if he can meet us there.
Already on it. I'm texting him now.
Good.
We'll be there. She hung up.
That was ominous.
I like your house, Deputy Mori. It's cute.
Nice parrot.
Yeah, the taxidermy chihuahua is adorable.
That was Taco. My mother had him stuffed. She left him with me when she died with strict instructions for him and his upkeep. I can't seem to get rid of the damn thing.
Not judging Omega, but that's weird.
Right, Samage? I was thinking the same thing.
So how come you need to see us?
Hey, George, come on down. They're here.
Sit by your old pal Samage, Wick.
Sure, Sam.
I don't suppose you've got any lemonade or cookies, do you, Deputy? This feels like an occasion for lemonade and cookies.
Could have found your air freshener, Mori.
Awesome.
Wick, it's that biker dude from Metagalacticon.
I see that. I think he's wearing the same clothes he had on that night.
Biker chic. He's kind of a dilf.
You guys remember George? George, this is Kitty, Lime, Omega, Wick, and Sam. Not their real names.
Mine's an alias, too.
Your alias is George?
Tell them what you told me, George.
Look, Mori, I didn't sign up for story time with the kids. I shouldn't even be here.
Crikey.
How about popcorn? I could go for some popcorn.
They need to know, George.
Then you tell them.
Don't be a wuss, George.
Hey, I ain't no... Okay. All right. I'll tell them. But this is on you.
Now I really do want popcorn.
No lemonade, no cookies, and no popcorn. Shut up and listen. Go ahead, George.
Dang. These friends of yours look like a bunch of fancy chocolates in a fancy box, Mori. I bet you they go crying to their mamas after what I got to tell them.
We'll see. Get on with it.
Okay. But before I get into it, you guys should know that my life ain't been easy like yours. I seen some shit, and I mean stanky-ass, bloody, corn-nutty shit. I was in Desert Shield. February 24th, 1991, probably before most of you were even born. A At 4 a.m., we pushed in to kick those Iraqi assholes out of Kuwait or die trying. That's where I learned about brotherhood and death and fear. I went into the darkest fucking caves you could imagine, and when I come out, I had a terrorist in each hand and another one between my teeth. You think I'm kidding? I ain't even exaggerating. After the war ended, I came home and was prospected into the Killer Whales. That's my motorcycle club. We get into trouble now and then. There's rivalry, and when a brother is in trouble, we show up with bats to help him out. It gets bloody sometimes, especially when they're asking for it. My point is that I've seen shit, I've done shit, and I've had shit done to me. Shit that'd make that dead asshole we found seem like nothing. But this other thing, I got no explanation for it. Mori here tells me she thinks it's related to that roadkill we ran into out in the woods. Whatever it was that gutted that guy. Maybe she's right. Maybe she ain't. All I know is, ever since that night, things ain't been the same for me. I'm having nightmares like you wouldn't believe. So real I can't even tell I'm dreaming. And then, there's this. Wait for it.
What the fuck?
Where'd he go?
Okay, hold on. Deputy Mori? What just happened? He just disappeared. You guys saw that, right?
We saw it too, Kitty.
That better be some kind of trick. I don't like this.
So, he can go invisible? George? Dude? Where are you? You're invisible!
Wait for it.
This has been episode number 5 of the Dire Multiverse audio drama. If you enjoyed it, please consider giving us a review. Reviews encourage us to work harder, and they help other listeners to know whether our drama is right for them. You can post a review directly where you downloaded the drama, or you can email us at review@gamesomniverse.com. To get exclusive lore, see character profiles, join the community, and receive other perks, support us at patreon.com/diremultiverse. It seems George had a wild, wheelie-popping tale to tell. We'll see you next time when the puzzlers face a conundrum far more complicated than anything they could have imagined. Join us for our 6th episode when George reveals the rest of his secret. I'm Philip Picard. Thank you for listening.